Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. I want to start off by letting you know about the Wealth Creator Toolbox. This toolbox is something you can get complimentary, and in it includes Eric's book. Of course, he is an author. You know that. Worry Less Wealth. You get the book. And then there's some other educational reports that you can get, all designed to help you understand how you can retire well. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Toolbox, 800-454-1184. And then always remember, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Well, hey, Luann, it's always good to be helping people and figuring out how to do what you should be doing and how to stop doing what you shouldn't be doing, right?
So exactly.
There's a lot of things that we all know, but even famous golfers, Tiger Woods, all these different people, they all have coaches. Everybody has, all these high performer type people still have coaches. Not that they don't know what they should be doing, but they need to be reminded. So again, that's what we're here for today, to help figure that part out.
Right. And we have an article called the 20 Bad Money Habits to Break in this year. Okay. And so 3 out of 4 Americans, it says, they don't have a written financial plan. Okay. And you always say you've got to have that going into retirement. So, you don't want to wing it as you're headed into a brand new phase of life. How can we break the habit, though, of living without a budget, as many people do?
Yeah, well, that's one of those things where you just got to, start taking action. So, I mean, there's a couple simple things. Living without a budget, I guess, isn't so bad as long as you're saving tons of money and you have tons of money, right? Well, in case you don't, right, then that's when you probably should have a budget. And so, of course, there's a few things, just payroll deducted type of savings accounts like 401ks and such. That's a lot nicer and easier just because it doesn't get to you, right? So you can't spend it on accident. But then beyond that, how do you just not spend too much? How do you spend things on the right things? Well, I mean, one of the easiest things is just figuring out your fixed costs. So if you just add up all your fixed costs, that's one of the best ways to figure that out. So, rent or mortgage and insurances and all these things. But then you also got to flip them all to a monthly amount, because some things like homeowners insurance, maybe only once a year, car twice a year, certain things aren't every single month. So if you add up all those fixed costs and use them as a monthly mode, then you know how much you have to be spending just on that stuff. Well, then everything else is the variable. So, if you're, say your take home pays $5,000 and you got $3,000 of fixed costs every month, well, then, you have $2,000 for everything else. So that means your credit card bill better not be over $2,000, right?
Right.
your ATM withdrawals, all those other things. So that could be an easy way to do it. So if you're having a hard time budgeting, at least that's something where you could, just have at least some basic amounts going. And I find that's a lot easier than tracking every single dime, every single penny. And, people at least, if you start thinking about the fixed versus variable, it's a lot better way to go.
You know what? I think about when you're talking about some people just spending freely, it reminds me of a guy in college, my husband's fraternity brother, and he had a checkbook and he would write it down, but he never balanced it because his parents were very wealthy and he didn't have to. He just kept track of what he spent. And I wonder if he's that complacent now to this day, as he's 60 some years old, because being complacent is a bad habit that we can all have. We don't make regular adjustments, maybe to our portfolio, or pay attention to those fees that we might be paying. Maybe we're in financial institutions that we're kind of not too happy with, but we're just not doing anything. How does working with someone like you, Eric, help us keep from becoming too complacent with our retirement money?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when things are going up and things are all good, yeah, it is really easy to get complacent when things go crazy, like 2020, then that can be a little different, right? So that's when people start maybe paying attention some. But then once things get okay, then they just start ignoring it. I find a lot of people are actually working with either, the robo stuff, right, the online stuff, or they're working with just really an investment manager And that person may or not really do much in terms of their overall financial planning and spending and things like that. So that's one of the things that I think people need to be doing. And just like anytime you're driving down the highway or something, you look back at your GPS every once in a while, make sure you're going the right direction. And same thing with your finances. Every once in a while, you got to kind of check in to see, okay, am I still on track? I mean, I know I checked it a year ago. Well, what's happened in the last year? Hopefully I've saved more money. Hopefully I have more money built up, but did I? Right? So am I closer, farther from that goal, that destination? And I think it's one of the critical things that people, unfortunately, don't take the time to do. So that's definitely one that I think more and more people should be, taking some time out and saying, hey, let's figure out where we are. And so, I mean, one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial really is to help people do that process. So usually we just set up a 15 to 30 minute worry list wealth talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what concerns are. It could be on the phone or Zoom, whatever. Just kind of go over those basic things. Then from there, what we do is we set up an actual blueprint meeting where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we used to charge you a fee for, but now we're actually giving that free to people listening to this show. And so then what we do is we just go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, tell you what's good, what's working, tell you what issues you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. But at least then you get that information that's so critically needed. So yeah, definitely give us a call. Again, you can either text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox, something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking about bad money habits that we need to break, especially as we're heading into retirement. We're highlighting just the ones that have to do with retirees. Another one is leaving tax breaks on the table, okay? So we've got to have a tax-efficient retirement strategy so that we can, keep our own money in our own pockets. How can we do that? How do you help people have a tax-efficient strategy?
Well, one of the biggest things right now is, taxes have been on sale. Taxes have been the lowest that they've ever been. Yet there's been trillions and trillions of dollars of government bailouts. The Fed's been printing trillions of dollars. There's going to be a change. There's going to be something that's going to happen, right? You can't just keep going back to the budget question. You can't just keep racking up credit card bills and not paying for them. And that's really what the government's been doing. So one of the things that, you have to be paying attention to for retirement is taxes. I mean, it's a huge one. So if you're putting everything in your 401ks and it's all deferred to later to be taxed at whatever the rate the government decides they want to be then, that's pretty scary. So yeah, we've been doing a lot of tax talks with people and helping them figure out, okay, should we be doing Roth conversions? Should we be using other, tax strategies that are tax-free, that are tax-deferred? Everything you do, taxes, really has a huge part, right? I mean, if you make 10%, but you lose a third to the government, well, okay, how about you can make, 8% and not lose the third? Well, hey, that's a lot better deal, right? Uh-huh. So if you want to get a little bit more information about how to be successful in retirement, one of the things we have developed is this toolbox here that we have. So we've got a lot of resources up there. We've got a copy of my book. We've got a lot of educational materials that you can pick and select from and just download. So again, if that's something you want to grab, super easy. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can even call and leave a message for toolbox. But text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial Plus. He's also author of his book, Worry Less Wealth. And this book is much like what we talk about on our show. He wrote this to open up our eyes to all the things available to have a remarkable retirement. And he carries that in through this show as well to help us see maybe any warning signs and any planning that we've done before trouble begins. So you can get this book, Worry Less Wealth, on his website or just by calling his phone number. So his phone number, 800-454-1184, and his website, WealthCreatorRadio.com. So it is no surprise that inflation is kind of our top concern for people who are preparing for retirement. And Eric, CNBC says that 71% of retirement age investors are actually worried about a negative impact of inflation on their savings. I mean, you know, they're not going to be getting any more money in. I mean, as far as a paycheck goes, a personal capital poll, it was conducted by Qualtrics. They did this poll on people who are planning to retire in the next 5 years, and it says the same thing. Inflation is their biggest concern, and a third of those respondents in the poll said that it was really the pandemic that has made them worry about their nest egg and think that they need a larger one, maybe even worried about their standard of living. So for people who are worried about that bigger nest egg for retirement, what would be their first step in helping them analyze how they're doing?
Well, first of all, just having an income plan, right? They need to know, is that income going to be okay with inflation and counted in with taxes counted in and the different types of taxes, right? Is it 401k? Is it Social Security? Is it Roth? Is it, you know, regular money where it's got cost basis? So all those types of tools have different tax effects. So that's one of the things that you want to be looking for. Obviously, cash is not a place to be, right? Getting that 0.01 that might go up to 1% or something maybe as rates go up. But when rates go up, debt goes up fast, right? Mortgage rates go up fast. Credit cards go up fast, mm-hmm. Overnight. Savings accounts, very slow. Mm-hmm. That's going to take a lot longer for those to really go up. So yeah, cash is a horrible place to be in. And there are also financial tools that allow you to actually have a higher withdrawal rate. And that's an easy way to actually kind of counteract some of the effects of inflation is knowing that, hey, I can take out, 5 or 6% out of this tool and I'm going to still be safe. So a lot of times it's just about reallocation.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So this poll, this personal capital poll that we're talking about, basically indicates that about a fourth of pre-retirees have actually pushed their retirement date back. And then same amount of people are saying, I'm just going to work part-time in retirement because they are worried they haven't saved enough. Number one fear of retirees today. Are there any options then if you're afraid that you're going to come up short for savings? Any other options?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's lots of great tools. And again, first of all, you got to have a plan so you know if you are or aren't.
Right.
So having that written income plan that runs that money out. But there are some different tools. There's index annuities that can be a great tool where they can pay an income for life, or they can at least give you that principal guarantee and then have that money, paying back out to you, and it's not going to go away. So that at least gives you a good baseline. So that way, you don't have to worry day by day on the stock market side of things. And, so there are some ways to actually, in essence, beef up that payment stream, make sure it's going there, make sure it's steady. But again, it's one of these things where you have to have the right types of money. So you have to have the three critical types of money. Is not everybody's pretty much in the market money with their 401k because it's about the only options you get, right? Stocks and bonds. Mm. What you really need to do is with your other monies, your old retirement plans or your IRAs and just regular savings, you need to have some foundational money. That's where like the annuity stuff can come in, have some guarantees, some stuff that's better than the bank, better than bonds. So that way, you know you're earning a lot more, so that's going to help with inflation, but also it's paying out a lot nicer and steady. And, you know, in between that, you want some steady income funds. These are things that typically are tied to real estate or debt or other things, and these are definitely good inflation assets, so they're usually paying you 5%, 6%, 7%, plus they got hopefully some appreciation, but they're not really bouncing around daily in the market. So, you know, once you have those three types of money, it makes life a lot easier. And, you know, then you're not just all in one thing, which is mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, all those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that really scares me is anybody who's in those types of situations. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to be protected against inflation, you really want to have that analysis done, all you have to do is give us a call, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or go online, book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's talk about that. What goes into building this plan, this retirement income strategy, so that you can be confident about taking money out of those retirement accounts?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's, you know, making sure you have lots of little checks. Mm-hmm. So that's the weird part. Probably one of the best comments I ever had was one of my clients. He said it was like Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and he's running in the air before he falls. That's what it kind of first felt like to retire, because, you know, you get this check that you got twice a month right beforehand and it was pretty easy and you always had it. Now it's, you know, maybe you have Social Security turned on, maybe not yet. You got, you know, money in the bank, you got retirement plans, 401ks, IRAs, you got Roth, you got regular money. You know, how do you get all these things to add up to that old check that you used to get? And so, yeah, it definitely takes some planning. I mean, it's kind of like if you get something from IKEA and they forgot the instructions. Oh, good luck.
Oh, my.
All right. You know, here's a bunch of tools and a couple Allen wrenches. And, right. You know, we'll see you in 2 days if you're still alive and haven't gone insane. Right. So that's what retirement can be like if you don't have that instruction map to say, hey, this goes here, this goes here. But unfortunately, there is no set tool. Right. There's no set map or instruction guides. So really, it's just, yeah, having that income plan, knowing that money's running out, look at what risk level you have, making sure that plays out. And, you know, then taxes along the way, because lots of times people don't think about the fact that when you hit retirement, you get to pick your taxes, which seems weird, right? But you get to pick which tax bucket you're taking money from. And that's going to, you know, dictate how much tax you have to pay that year. So it's very different.
Eric, you know, Market Watch does say that nobody suffers more from high inflation than retirees. And if you go back into the 70s, okay, those retirees who were living on that fixed income were hit hardest as all the prices started to skyrocket with inflation. And every year, retirees just got poorer and poorer. And now here we are. Inflation is at the highest we've seen in 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, inflation really never sleeps. It just never stops. I mean, we all have that thing of, you know, I remember when,
yep.
You know, this was 25 cents or this was that, right? And so, you know, if you want to maintain that standard of living, you have to have, you know, your income rising over time. I mean, you have to have that money protected from loss, but also have it, you know, increasing. Because if it's not, you're going to be just kind of basically going backward. You know, you're going to feel like you're staying steady, but you know, your spending power is going backwards. So, you know, really what you need to do is have an income analysis that figures out how much you're going to need for retirement, you know, so that way you can do the things you want to do, right? That have that fund where you can go out and do all those things. And, you know, look at the risks that pose to that plan, right? I mean, you want to see about not just inflation, but stock market volatility, tax increases, healthcare, everything, and then figure out how to have that income generated. For our planning, we've been waiving the fee, and so there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is really just set up a time. Let us figure out what's going on in your situation. We can kind of talk about it, figure out how to hopefully at least inflation-proof that analysis of your income. And really make sure that that money keeps growing, because in terms of cost of everything, about doubles every 20 years. So that means whatever you need to retire on today, you need twice that in 20 years from now. So, you know, that's going to be a lot of planning to get that successful. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to be protected against inflation, you really want to have that analysis done, all you have to do is give us a call. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Most of us will underestimate our lifespan by about 5 years or more, and we're going to talk about why that's so important and such a costly mistake coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. You know, we have to make our money last a long time in retirement. In fact, that's the main risk, is living a long time. And we don't know how long we're going to live. So if we live 20, 30 years, you know, and then we have inflation on top of that, what's going to happen with our money?
Well, exactly. I mean, the cost of everything pretty much doubles every 20 years. So, you know, if you need, say, $7,000 a month to live on now, that's going to be $14,000. You know, in 2040s, right? Mm-hmm. So definitely need to have that money growing. And one of the weird ones I had is at a person, I was trying to figure out when this was exactly, but it's probably the early 2000s. I talked to this gentleman, and he was down in the Monterey area, and he had turned on his Social Security at 62, the youngest age with the smallest check, because when he first retired, all the, you know, CDs and stuff were paying 6%, 7%, 8%.
Oh,
so he didn't care, right? And that's why he said, I wasn't worried. And then, of course, interest rates dropped like a rock, mm-hmm. right? And all of a sudden that income dropped down. And then guess what? Now he's got a smallest Social Security check you can get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes up with inflation, but not very much, because it's a smaller, you know, starting a dollar amount. So and the other problem too, is I find, is a lot of people just, they plan on today's economy being there for the next 20, 30 years, which obviously now we're almost the exact opposite from what that gentleman had, is now we're starting to see rates go the other direction, and things start going back up from zero, and inflation coming back, which then it was going down some. So, you know, yeah, you cannot plan on your whole time from just, okay, everything's just today and it's all gonna be same for the next 20, 30 years.
Right.
Not gonna work.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. Our economy today is not gonna be the same throughout all of our retirement. The question is, how do you help someone create an inflation-adjusted spending plan for retirement when there's just so many unknowns, you know?
Yeah, obviously there's, you know, I do have a crystal ball in my office.
good.
Never
okay.
been able to turn it. I've never been able to turn it on. So it turns out there's no on switch. I haven't figured it out, but. But it looks nice.
Yeah.
It probably gets dusty. It is one of these things where you can't guess all these details, but what can you do, right? It's what can you control versus what you can't control. And so what are the things we can control? Well, we can control how we're putting our money away and where we're putting that money away, and, you know, what types of protections it has. Is it increasing over time? Obviously, we don't plan on saying, okay, we're going to have $7,000 for the rest of our life and, you know, never have it increase. Nope, we're going to have it, you know, growing with 3% inflation. You know, some stuff doesn't inflate. You know, the mortgage is one of the best things in out there. So, you know, if you retire and you still got a mortgage, if that mortgage is going to be around for 15 or 20 years still, those payments, they're the same payments all those years. So in a weird way, mortgages actually get cheaper in retirement, which, you know, sounds weird.
Yeah.
But they don't go up, right? So having a plan that takes that all into effect is really the key thing, is looking at that and making sure you're adjusting for that, not only just the inflation aspects, but also the tax aspects of those different types of dollars, right? Which types of money are you taking from where? Once you hit 72, you have to be taking out a lot more IRA and retirement monies, because you've got that required minimum distribution. What's that going to be like tax-wise? You know, all those things. So it's not just inflation adjusted, but it's also tax adjusted. And so you need to have that all done. And that's one of the great things that we actually have here at Heckman Financials. We got some really, really good software that does that exactly. And the best part for my clients is, you know, once they start working with us every year, we can kind of adjust that. We can see, are they on track? And also your spending's not linear. Yeah, you have that bucket list of all those things you do. And of course, the pandemic slowed down a lot of those things that people wanted to do, right? And so, you know, if you're trying to finally do all those things, typically they cost money. If you want to do that European River Cruise or Machu Picchu or, you know, whatever, you know, kind of fun trips you want to do. And so typically people spend a little bit more in their first 5 to 10 years of retirement. So you also need to plan that in. And so, yeah, there's a lot to go into that. But yeah, if you've got some good tools and somebody who's been doing this for 30 years and seen how people retire, you know, yeah, that's the big thing. And I mean, my goal is to help 1,000 people by 2031 retire. And, you know, that's what we're trying to achieve is helping those people do that. And, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to get a little bit more information, you know, we can set up a 15-30 minute phone call. Just with me, and we'll talk, go over your situation and see if we should build that blueprint to worry less wealth or not for you. So again, that's if you want to set that up, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. You'll get a link to set up a time, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So many people are worried about inflation, Eric, because they want to have that same lifestyle in retirement. They want to live that. How much do we need to save?
Well, everybody should be at least saving 15, and if you can be really great, 20.
Okay.
And so that's tough. You know, for like my son, who's my oldest son, who just got out of college and stuff. Yeah, no, I was talking to him about, you know, okay, you got that 401k now at work, you know, put it all on the Roth side and do at least up to the match, which most companies, that's only 5 or 6%. Then the other money should be going to liquid savings, you know, boring savings that ain't going to make any money, but it's going to prevent you from having interest on credit cards and other things. So yeah, have that 6 month savings. And then in between, you want to build up that medium-term money, you know, just regular investments, so that way you can have access to, you know, buy a car, get a house, all those types of things. Well, obviously, as you get older and older and you've built up some more of those other buckets, that emergency bucket, maybe some of that medium-term type money, yeah, then you just want to be plowing most of all that to retirement savings, right? And have that money building and growing and tax-deferred. And hopefully, if a lot of it's Roth, it's all yours at retirement. If it's not, if it's traditional money, then yeah, you have to remember that 100,000 in your IRA is really like 70. Mm. And yeah. So it's like you got a mortgage. It's called taxes. So the only way to really do that is just, yeah, the more fuel you add, you know, the farther your car will go, right? And so that's what you got to do is just keep fueling up that retirement engine and it'll go longer. It'll help with inflation. But yeah, if you're not adding much fuel, it's going to be really tough to get very far.
Yeah, listen to what Eric is saying. You know, 15, he gave you a number, how much you should be saving, 15% to 20%. And believe me, it's going to get you, becoming 60 is going to get here a lot quicker than you think, because I'm 62. And I'm like, wow, you know, we didn't save enough. Sure wish we would have. So here I am, you know, going to be working for a long time. Now, inflation is just one piece of that whole retirement puzzle. So what would be some of the other concerns that we need to pay attention to in retirement?
I mean, of course, the big part is everybody wants to make sure that money lasts for their whole life, make sure they're not going to run out of money and all of a sudden be, you know, 85 and what to do now, right? You don't want to be living on the streets or something like that. So how do you make sure that money lasts? Well, yeah, you've got to have an income plan that figures out how much you're going to be spending, looks at those risks of inflation, market volatility, tax increases, healthcare costs, all those things, and, you know, really how to keep that standard of living going. And, you know, that's what we've been doing here at Heckman Financial for the last 30 years is helping people do that shift from working to retirement. And, you know, it's very critical. And the math is very different than what it was when you were just, you know, working and trying to accumulate that money. So again, we've been waiving our fee right now for this planning. So if you want to set up a phone call for 15, 30 minutes, we'll talk, we'll figure out your situation. And then if you want us to do that blueprint, again, no cost, no obligation. It'll tell you where you're going, where you're headed, and then what actions you might want to take. And then it's up to you to take action. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to get a link, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at Wealth Creator Radio. wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back with more.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Eric comes up with the strategies to help retirees in all kinds of things. It could be minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all the things that you worry about, because he wants to help you worry less in retirement. We have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. And then always remember, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. All right, Eric, it's time for us to dig into some mailbag questions, okay?
Yep, nope, sounds great.
Okay. Here's the first question. I just found out that I'll be receiving around $100,000 from a life insurance policy after my grandpa passed away. I'm stunned by the amount because I really didn't expect it. So I have two questions, Eric. What should I do with this money? That's number one. Number two, I really want to be able to do something like this for my own grandkids one day. So how can I make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, life insurance is one of these things that... Well, it's probably always bashed just because the way it historically was sold, right? You know, you get always get the image of the insurance guy in Groundhog Day movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he's every day, you know, over and over trying to sell Bill Murray something. And, you know, really, it can be one of the best financial tools out there for passing tax-free money. So first and foremost, that 100 grand, if you get that from life insurance, it's 100% tax-free. Yeah. It's all your money. So yeah, that's nice. So, you know, had that been an IRA, well, then you would have gotten like 65, right? So that 100 is 100. And, you know, so obviously that person should be trying to put it away for their own retirement, making sure they've got enough saved up. But, you know, in the same time frame, they could actually be taking an overfunded life insurance. You know, there's a couple different ways. One's to, if you're trying to maximize legacy, you just get a policy that's a minimum premium that's lasted all the way to age 100. Or there's another technique of max funding a policy for cash value, so you get income. So say, like, maybe you take that 100 grand and put 10,000 a year into a life insurance policy. Well, depending on your age and time frame and stuff, I mean, that could be paying out several thousands, if not even 10,000 or more, tax-free, you know, through loans from the life insurance for the rest of your life. So, you know, it's something that can be really done well. Obviously, you have to be insurable. Obviously, you got to have some, you know, some timeline to make that work. But, you know, it is something that can be there. And then whatever's left over on the death benefit would, again, then go to their either children or grandchildren. Yeah, it can be a great tool. Also, by the way, if somebody does want to ask us a question, they can just go to either Facebook or Twitter, and it's the @ number one Wealth Creator, so one Wealth Creator, and that's how you can reach out and get a hold of us.
Awesome, and that's on Facebook then, and also
Facebook or Twitter
or both, Twitter.
Both, yeah, same
Love
handle.
It.
Yeah, one Wealth Creator.
Okay, one Wealth Creator. If you have your own questions, my goodness, you could do that and get an answer that way. That's nice. All right, we are reaching into the mailbag here and getting some common questions that a lot of us are wondering about. And here's one here. It also has to do with insurance, Eric. This one says, if we have a good amount of life insurance and about $800,000 in a 401k and a long-term care policy already set up, do you think we're okay for retirement?
Well, the tough part is, how much do you need to live on? Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, having money in the bank's great, but money is pointless in your retirement accounts or any place else until it turns into income, right? You know, it's just like saying, hey, I've got a lot of equity in my house. Well, unless you're renting it out or selling it, you know, it doesn't do you any good today, right? So what we need to do is figure out, okay, well, what is that monthly amount of income do they need? Well, if they need to say they need $8,000 a month, and you know, you multiply that out, that's about $100,000 a year. $800,000 in a 401k is not going to last long unless they have a lot of Social Security income or maybe a pension or other things. So again, it's a hard question to ask, and that's really why we've, you know, built our planning process around, you know, looking at how do you build out that income plan. Because number one fear everybody has, of course, is just running out of money, right? Mm-hmm. You're, you know, 80 years old and having to go, you know, say welcome to Walmart or whatever type of thing, right? So you don't want to have to go out to work because you have to. You want to do it because you want to do it and want to have fun. So you want to make sure that income lasts. So the first thing that we do when we're working with our clients is we sit there and we create that income plan so we know how much and how long will that money last. So not only how much can I spend on an inflation-adjusted basis, but also, is it going to last until I'm 75 or 95? Because big difference between those two. And then, you know, how should I claim Social Security? All those kind of things are, of course, all tied into income. And what risk level, you know, they're talking about that $800,000 in the 401k. Well, what risk level is that? If all of a sudden the market drops 20 to 30%, you know, then what happens? You know, then also the taxes. Of course, if it's 401k money, it's all taxable. So how do we pay that tax on the way out? And then look at the healthcare. Is that long-term care good enough, or is it going to be raising rates all the time? And then lastly, legacy. You know, do you have all the beneficiaries set up the right way? Is, you know, everything going to the next generation the way you want it to with the least cost? So, you know, what we do is we actually first set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with people. Just ask them, hey, what's going on? What's your situation like? Sometimes it may be a quick, easy question, but then sometimes people say, oh, no, I really need to get that plan, that blueprint. You know, so they say, hey, Eric, how do I do this? And so we talk about their situation. And once we get, you know, kind of their background info, then we get, you know, their statements through a secure website. They send that to us. And then we either meet in person or on Zoom. And we go over their situation. We go over that blueprint because everybody has their own blueprint. They just don't know what it is. And so that's the problem. So we'll show you what path you're on, and we'll tell you what's issues, what's the problems ahead, what's going right, what's going wrong. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us to help you fix it, or you can choose somebody else, but at least you'll get that information. And, you know, that's why we do this. And right now we've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee. So take advantage of our time, my expertise. You'll actually be talking to me, but when you call up, you just leave a voicemail. Nobody's going to answer the phone because my staff's off on the weekends, just like me. So leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Again, you can actually leave a message, or you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or lastly, you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, we are going through some mailbag questions for Eric. Here's another one. I'm getting remarried later this year. I have two sons, and my fiance has four kids from her marriage. I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm not going to split up my estate six ways. I want my money and my estate to go to my boys, just like we've always planned. But to keep peace, would it make sense to get a separate life insurance policy so her kids can get something after I'm gone, too?
Yeah, this happens a lot. So a lot of times when people get remarried, you know, the Brady Bunch seemed like a, you know, a weird, odd thing. And nowadays it's almost more common than not. And so, you know, there's a couple things that you want to do is obviously stuff like IRAs, 401ks, all go pass through via beneficiary. So the easy way to fix that is just make sure your beneficiaries are kept the same. All they have to watch out for 401ks because your spouse has to be your beneficiary. So, you know, unless they sign off on it. So there are some sticky points on some of those things. Often there's easy ways to do it is have a his and her trust, or, you know, one spouse trust, one spouse has their own trust. And then you guys have a joint trust or joint assets. And that way, those each all have their own rules of who gets what. And lastly, though, you know, the question about the life insurance, yeah, it could be a good way to do it. Depends on the cost and all that. But yeah, as long as you have one that's what they call guaranteed to 100 type policy, where it doesn't stop, you know, it doesn't run out. You don't want a term policy because it's only good for a certain term. But if you got one of these guaranteed 100, yeah, that could be a way to leave some money tax free and make sure that nobody's saying bad stuff about you after you're gone. So, I mean, again, these are all definitely great planning questions. If somebody wants to take some time, just give us a call, 15 to 30 minute phone call. We'll set up that time with you. All you have to do is either give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show. Stick around.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Remember, you can text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184 to get this digital toolbox from Eric, including his book and other wonderful educational materials about retirement. Now, Eric, you and I often discuss challenges and risks in retirement. And so I thought we'd bring another story about someone who's experienced some obstacles in retirement. We call it a financial fail. So, Eric, what do you have for us today?
Well, this one's more of a, I guess, compilation is, you know, probably the best way to say it is sometimes people, for whatever reason, they just think they should go for it, or they don't realize how much they're putting in one spot, right? And I have one client that he's like, okay, all I need is like $50,000 more for Bitcoin and I'll get that house in Pismo Beach and be moving. Well, you know, then of course Bitcoin tanked huge and that he ain't getting that house anytime soon. And then I had some other clients that said, hey, and you know, at the beginning of 2022, they said, hey, we've got some extra cash. Let's go for it. They must've looked up every high risk tech stock that you could possibly buy. I'd never seen somebody lose money so fast. I mean, they had 80% losses on several stocks and, you know, just kind of, you know, huge things. And, you know, and then same with companies, you know, with people who work at, you know, at a certain company, and you know, they'll sit on that company's stock just thinking it's going to always be great, then it dives down and then they're getting close to retirement and now all of a sudden they don't have all that money. And so we all know you're supposed to diversify, but sometimes it doesn't sound fun, right? Especially when something's shooting up a bunch. I've got one client at Apple who we've just always been selling off 10 or 15%, and sometimes we sell off 10 or 15 and it shot back up. So it was great, but sometimes it also went down and it was good that we did it, right? So, you know, you really should never have more than 10% of your overall net worth in any one, you know, investment, you know, if it's a stock or Bitcoin or whatever it is, right? And, you know, unfortunately, people still do that. And, you know, you want to have some tools, you want to have some education out there. So again, get that toolbox. We've got a lot of great things about how to find the right balance. How to make sure your money lasts. You know, those are obviously big ways to not fail. And then you can even read the book, Worry Less Wealth. So again, if you want a copy of that toolbox, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can download or link to it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. Edition. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.